Hey, it's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 4, Episode 4, called Now For Then. And we've got special guest Noah Centineo, who plays Jesus, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello. It's the Fosters After Show, After Buzz TV. Guys, we've got a special guest joining us. It's Noah Centineo.
What's up?
Hi, thanks for joining us. Absolutely, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's running this show. You guys haven't seen, like, the pre-show, but he's running this place.
Oh, my God.
He has a seat at the table.
I was about to say, y'all let me sit up here.
I know. Okay, so Stephanie's in traffic. She's going to join us momentarily. But we're going to move on with the episode till they get there. Noah's here. We don't want to keep him waiting. Let's do some intros, and then we're going to get right to it. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Hannah Pritchard. I tweet from at the Hotshot Dude.
I'm Jillian Leff. I tweet from at Jillian Leff. And you can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff during the episode. I will try to read your tweets, and hopefully Noah can answer some of your questions. Tweet me directly or use the hashtag ABTVFosters.
And my name, now it's my turn. What's up, guys? I'm Noah Centineo, and I tweet from at Noah Cent, N-O-A-H-C-E-N-T.
Cool. And as everybody knows, Noah plays Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it, right?
Jesus.
A lot of biblical stuff.
Well, Noah. Yeah, it's true.
If you're watching live, as Jillian said, you can tweet with us. If you're not watching live, you can do so every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
Great. And also, thank you for all the 5-star reviews on iTunes. That helps other people see us. So, thank you for that. Okay, before we started shooting this episode of our after show, you told us a funny story about Carrie Kimmel.
Yeah, Carrie Kimmel.
Do you mind retelling it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. so Carrie Kimmel, for those who don't know, she wrote the opening title song for The Fosters. And she's actually a very close family friend of mine. And she babysat me when I was like an infant for a while. So it was kind of cool to be able to join a project with her and work with her.
Oh my God.
You know, separately.
So she was doing the theme song when you joined the show. Did she think that I was like crazy? Like, what was her reaction?
I Facebooked her. And I was like, yo, Kimmy, guess what? And she was like, what? And we had this little cool celebratory thing. But yeah, it was just really nice. It was tight. I had no idea she wrote it until I booked it. My mom was like, "You're working on this show?" And I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Oh my God, guess what?" What? It was a whole thing. It was a
whole thing. Small world Hollywood is.
I know. That's really funny. Oh my God. So this was a big episode for Jesus and Gabe. Mm-hmm. I think we've liked watching the Gabe storyline unfold with Jesus because it's been, you joined the show 2 seasons in, and Gabe has been your storyline, like, completely.
Yeah. It's been really tight to be able to at least help represent and depict a role that represents a massive demographic of kids who don't know their father, you know?
Yeah.
And to be able to work with, his real name's like Brandon Quinn.
Dude, he's awesome.
Dude, he's the homie. So it's really tight to work with him.
Did you watch him when he was a werewolf?
No, but we have talked to like about it to like an extremity.
I loved that show so much.
I loved that show growing up.
Wait, I like totally forgot about this. So like Hannah's gonna be really excited because he's coming in for episode 9.
Oh, I looked it back up today to double check he was coming in.
What was it? Teen werewolf. What was it?
American werewolf.
American werewolf or something.
Yeah, something like that. So good. He would like spin and turn into the werewolf. Oh my gosh, great.
So completely different role for him.
Oh yeah,
in The Fosters.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that was the original Teen Wolf, if you will.
Exactly. Seriously.
How old is the show?
I was probably like,
I don't know, but you know what? Somebody on Twitter is probably going
to
tell me. So
I was about to say, I'm not at liberty to say it.
Oh, it's not the recent Teen Wolf.
Mm-mm. No.
It's probably been about like 20 years.
But like, to be honest, he could have fit in with that whole crowd. He could have been in the new Teen Wolf.
Is his head as big as it looks on screen?
Stop it! Oh my God!
It's a crazy impressive jawline. I do. I think it's huge. And I like his jawline because I have like none. Yeah. So I look for that, you know?
It's like crazy, Jeff. You're just envious.
I feel.
Okay.
Listen, so is that a yes? It is.
Honestly, like if you see him in person, he is in such like amazing shape. Like he's just like a built dude. So it doesn't seem like his like head is any like disproportionate to his body anyway. But
I'm so glad to hear that.
But no, you're right about the jawline. Yeah. He's got a great
job. It's so impressive. You can tell that the show's not on something like the CW because he would have been shirtless like the 9 seasons
ago. Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
Right? Yeah. If you're built on the CW, you're automatically shirtless.
And they had so many opportunities doing all the construction. He could have lost his shirt so many times.
Oh, yeah. Let me just take my shirt off before I get these beams in place.
Exactly. Know what to say. Since he made me cry this episode, we're talking about his hot bod.
Dude, oh. I did tear up. I was, like, having a full
hey,
moment.
I am a meninist. What, can we stop talking about my birth father's, like, body? And that's it.
I love that.
Okay. I'm leading the show, Noah.
So sorry.
No, but it was, like, I really enjoyed the emotional part of the episode. You know, your embrace in the room. That was, like, that really... I mean, we cry like babies during this show a lot, but that was a moment. It really hadn't gotten me this season. Like, yeah, well, the shooting obviously was very emotional, but or the attempt to do that. But this was nice because we really like seeing an emotional Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like your character is such a, I don't know, you come off as like Joe Cool. Yeah. And then you're, you know, crying in your bedroom with your dad, and it's just like, I don't know, it's a lot of levels. It's a lot of levels that we get, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to be able to show a vulnerable side, you know? Thank you guys very much for that.
We watched it on, like, separate screenings out there, and, like, I kept having to pull off my headphones and be like, Jeff, I'm crying.
Somebody get her a hug.
I have cried before. I'm pretty sure.
He's not stone cold
I'm
all the
pretty
time.
Sure. Yeah. No, it was
in, like,
really
life
beautiful.
Or, like, when you were watching the show?
Life. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it really was a really wonderful moment between you guys. And I liked that it was almost an awkward hug that you, like, came up behind him in a way. It was really sweet.
Yeah, you laughed when Jillian called you Joe Cool. Do you not see Jesus that way?
No, Joe Cool is just a really funny way of, like, putting it, in my opinion.
Well, I don't want to be, like, a player douchebag sometimes.
Well, you could have. That's the thing. You could have used, like, a braggadocious, like, promiscuous type
of guy. You know,
like,
especially with Nick, it was like we got to see that side where, you know, these two guys are just playing off each other, which, by the way, have to, you know, commend you working with Louie, because that was just such a fun relationship. Mm. We really didn't see Jesus sort of bouncing off of another guy that way. Mm. But just you two together, it was like...
Well,
all right.
I mean, to be honest, the minute I met Louie, we just, like, hit it off really well. Mm. And we hang out, like, outside of set. Like, it's straight up, like, bromance, like in real life, too. So it was just being really cool to work with a homie, essentially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. And, like, Jillian's saying, like, it's another, like, a male bond. Mm-hmm. Before you joined the show, there was a couple scenes with old Jesus and Danny Tucci as Mike.
Mm-hmm. Nucci.
The Nooch.
And Stanley Tucci was on the show. Stanley Nucci replaced Stanley Tucci. There's a lot of replacements. I don't know if you've known
it's
before.
That's what happens, you know? Yeah. It's part of the industry.
So old Jesus and Mike had some, like, father-son bonding moments, and it was really cool to see that effect on Jesus, who has had these two amazing role models, but both female.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that difference.
Totally, totally. It was like that scene in the Sweet 16 episode where Steph comes over to me when I'm sitting on the ramp, and, like, she's like, you know, you asked me, like, I don't exactly remember the conversation. It was something about talking about how I asked her at a young age, like, why don't I have a dad, or, like, what's going on with that whole situation. She's like, well, if there's anything that me and your mom can't do, please let us know, you know, so we can try. And I think that relationship with Danny Nucci kind of provided something for Jesus.
Yeah.
So
did anybody think that he was going to sabotage the being
I
on
did.
The list?
You did. I was really concerned. I was like, oh, yeah. Please don't go that route. Please don't go that route. Mm-hmm. We love you too much.
Mm-hmm.
Came back around. He did a good job. He helped him out.
Good
yeah,
man.
I don't know. The Anna relationship, like, I'm just not, I don't know. I'm not, I can't be there yet.
Mm. Wait, with Danny or with?
With Mike and...
Well,
yeah. Like, I don't know if I can get there. Like, their interactions during this episode were basically Mike was saying how... Or she wanted to know what they were. Like, let's define this situation. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of like, you know, well, you relapsed when you just hung out with your ex. And is this what it's going to be like? I don't know. I don't see them together. I can't like it yet. And I thought they were going to kiss almost when, like, at the end of the episode,
right.
When Gabe came through the door and explained. And then they kind of just, like, side-hugged. And I was like, okay, I accept it. But I'm not ready to see them,
well,
like,
then again,
I don't know.
Then again, like, if you're put into a circumstance with your ex-boyfriend who got you knocked up and was like, there's this crazy dynamic there, would you want you know, to kiss your current boyfriend in front of him, even if you guys had, like, hadn't really been, like,
not
if you
at all. Sure.
Not, especially not if they're in the open yet, and which they're not really.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right. And ish. Not in front of, like, an entire family. Just PDN yeah. 100%. General. I'm really shocked to hear you say that, because I'm fully on board with them.
I was until Gabe came back into the picture, and now I'm like, I just Gabe, don't
wait,
know.
You don't think that Anna and Gabe are going to be together again, do you?
I love Gabe.
I think that Anna needs to, like, do herself and just, like, take care of herself and, you know, where's the baby? Like, she has a baby, remember?
Yeah, where is the baby?
That's
like,
true.
Hello?
Oh, your stepbrother or sister. What is the gender?
Sister.
Stepsister. Yeah. Roll tape. Oh, my God. Oh, excuse me. Half-sister.
It's been a while.
Baby child.
We haven't seen the baby.
Yeah, so I don't know. I personally feel I am on team Anna needs to, like, take care of everything that's going on and let Mike be a support system mm-hmm. For her. Mm-hmm. But I don't know necessarily if, like, he's ready to sort of have a family like that. I don't know. It's so, like, intertwined. I mean, like, think about it, right?
I see what you're saying. I don't disagree with you at all.
It's okay if you do. We love opinions here. I don't know. Like, I'm just not... I'm not feeling it.
No option for her is a bad option.
I really just want to know what Steph.
They're all great.
Thanks. But yeah, I don't know. Nobody on Twitter is agreeing with me. Ha! Sarah Carter said, Mike needs a stable woman.
Hey, okay. That's my birth mother we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Guys, come on.
Sarah Fortin 4 says, I totally ship Mike and Anna. Does Noah?
Yeah, I ship them, but I didn't think about this until you brought it up. I think that Anna needs to be able to find her own strength mm-hmm. before pulling strength from someone else. So if she's, you know, if she's already on the right path, if she isn't reliant or dependent on Mike to maintain her sobriety, then, yeah, heck yeah.
Well, actually, yeah. Maybe I take it back because everyone's kind of agreeing with me.
Yeah, I know. I told them to. I told them to. I think that Anna is responsible. She's dependable. I think that she had one hiccup when she drank or got high last season. However, that was not her relapsing completely. That was, like, one little hiccup at the end of her journey, and she's not in the middle of the journey. And I think she's 100% ready for a relationship, and I think it's a great one with Mike. I think it's very supportive, and they get each other. Mm-hmm. I like it.
We'll see. By the way, Stephanie is in her car and watching, which she shouldn't be, but hopefully she stopped in traffic.
Oh my God.
She said, I'm watching and crying at the same time. You guys are great, and Noah is wonderful on our panel.
Steph. Oh, my God.
Hopefully she comes soon.
Darn brush fires in L.A.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
We might not be here by the end of the episode. Like, mm-hmm. none of us. Make it dark.
It's just going to be, like, a massive combustion just like, there's a fire!
Thank you.
There it is.
There we go.
Just a forewarning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do want to say, actually, I love, and I noticed this watching the episode back, I love the chemistry between Mike and Anna. Watching it. And I do love that, and I actually 100% ship them if she's not going to be dependent on him for her own happiness and sobriety.
Thank you. Let's leave it there. Okay. Let's segue to the party.
Yeah, please.
The kind of party.
I want to start off by saying a couple of nice things about Courtney. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Oh, so by the way, just to catch you up on things, mm-hmm. Jeff really doesn't like Courtney.
Wow.
Neither really do we.
No.
Not very supportive. Don't think that she's the right girl for Brandon. Mm-hmm. Okay, carry on.
The spelling of her name bothers me.
The spelling of her name is one of her many problems.
One of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe the smallest problem.
Okay, you need to unload right now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's go.
I can sense it.
Things I liked.
Yes.
Regarding Courtney in this episode. She looked great in that dress.
She yes. did.
We usually see her in bartender episode.
Yes. Yeah. Leg
she
envy.
Looked great.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Leg envy. She had yeah. great legs.
Oh, legs.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
it. I thought you said something else that I don't want to repeat.
Okay.
I think you said, never mind.
Don't.
Okay, I won't say it. I'm going to have to say it. I thought you said lay envy. And I was like, Jillian, getting into it. Hey, yo.
Guys, I keep it PG.
Delete that. Roll tape. So she looked great this episode. Other things I like, their actual home is awesome. Mm-hmm. There's the fireplace and just like the fixtures and the architecture. like, good job, Brandon, who hired the, like, home agent realtor to find the place.
Uh-huh.
And is paying for it. Good job. Jillian, what are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing because you said I have nice things to say about Courtney. You're talking about the house.
The house.
Oh, my God. She didn't even pick out that Brandon picked out. So go on. Go on.
Something nice that, dress, nice house.
Something that I admire as a watcher of House of Cards is the manipulation. Mm-hmm. She's living in a bomb house, rent-free.
Okay.
She does not have the manipulation to, like, have the bed moved out of the living room yet or get rid of the brown bed skirt. But, like, you know, baby steps. Baby Mason steps, to be exact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all I have to say.
Okay. So what about, are you going to unload, like, the negative things?
So at the end of the party, they have the big come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Jesus was not there. They have the come to Jesus of I love you. I'm in this, like, for real. And even though I'm only 18 and don't know anything about anything, like, this is the real deal.
No.
I want you to sign this contract.
Okay. I just have a feeling, not that I've ever been in that situation, but I feel like Brandon might have just been sort of, like, saying that to comfort her. I don't necessarily know if he meant it in the way she might have thought that he meant it in.
Oh, I disagree. I think he 100% meant it. And the reason why I still hate her is that she would let somebody do this for her. Mm. She would let this high school senior give up his tuition money for her, even though had nowhere else to go. It doesn't matter.
She doesn't know that.
I thought she found out last episode. Did I make that up?
Well, no, she knows that. She knows that Steph found something that has to do with Brandon paying, but I don't know if she actually knows.
I don't think she knows that was tuition. His, like, hand money.
Yeah. So there was the cute moment with Jesus and Brandon in the bathroom.
Where I clogged the toilet.
Yeah, where you're talking, like, money and sex in front of, like, while you're unclogging this thing.
When else do you talk about it, you know?
I love that scene, actually.
Right.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
So, and then Brandon does confirm for us that he's paying full rent. Yeah. What is Jesus' reaction?
What the hell are you doing, homie?
Oh my, that was my reaction.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't know. I feel like Brandon is in love. He's young, and, like, when we're in love, when, like, young men are in love, we are blind, and love is very blinding. So I think he literally just, and we also like feeling like the person that can help someone. We like being the helping hand. We like when people are relying on us. Some of us do, at least. And I speak for myself as well. At some points, that feels great when someone's like, "No, I need you." You're like, "Oh, wow, yeah, and I need you," and that's beautiful. So I understand why he's doing it, but he's really in a rabbit hole with this whole situation. And there's a point when you got to be like, yo, do what's right for you. You know, exactly. This is just a girl who you feel something strongly for, but at the end of the day...
I mean, yeah, his motives are always, like, for, like, the good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brittany, Alyssa, she says Brandon's face didn't look like he meant what he said about him loving her.
Ooh. I'm somewhere in the middle of your two feelings about that.
Sarah said Brandon needs to get his butt home. He's hurting his mom very much, and he's being completely stubborn.
You know, someone on Twitter, I think it was Gianna, was saying that they did not like Courtney's pink solo cups.
I didn't even notice
that. And while it did not stand out to me, I have to agree, I didn't like them either.
Or her screaming.
The screaming.
She got drunk. Homegirl got drunk.
Homegirl got wasted.
Homegirl got white girl wasted.
White girl wasted.
On her skinny margaritas.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
NK3Play2 said, I don't consider Courtney a manipulator. Brandon's just dumb.
Wow.
And Courtney's trying to stay alive and support her child. So at the end of the day, I feel you too. Like, you know, girl
got to
do what she got to do.
Just sipping truth tea. It's fine.
I just would never consider that to be an option to do this.
And what did she call Mariana? Marianne.
Marianne.
I'm sorry. Mariana. That was out.
That
yeah,
was
but
too
like
much.
I also understand because Brandon tried to cover her tracks. You know, guys, this is her first night out in a really long time. Like, let her let loose. And then do you see how fast she sobered up after the court order was dropped?
Oh my God.
She was like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I mean, I've never seen someone get served in the home. They always like come to the door and serve them.
Right.
I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just saying, like, every other meal or have him walk in the house.
Right.
Brandon let him in.
Luckily, there was a party, and Brandon was like, oh, yeah, you're cool. There was actually a take of that when she got served that happened when the guy was like, He was like, yeah, are you Courtney? And she's like, yeah. He's like, cool, high five. You've been served. And like,
I would have loved that.
It was so out of like the blue, and it wasn't written. And like, we, like, as soon as they said cut, we all like died. I fell on the floor. Like, it's great. Sorry it didn't make it to the final cut.
Wasn't at right though. Wasn't me, right. Omaya said Courtney's merely a distraction. It's not real love.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone. That's,
they're young. Come but on. They don't know that.
Like, she's actually putting herself in a worse position when it's not going to work out. And then that's sad because she's got this baby in this home that is no longer really going to be her home. Or she's going to have to start paying it for it when it ends. And that's. I mean, she's putting herself in a poor situation. She's
right. Also, like, and while 21. I don't like her, unless that wasn't clear, while I don't like her, I think that, like, if you're going to be sued for custody, I think that on paper, she is enough to prove that she is a reliable woman who can, like, support this child. So I don't see that, like, that actually, she losing the child ever. I don't think that's an issue.
No.
She was just drunk and tripping. She wasn't in her right mind, I think. She was probably just like, oh, this is, like, the worst thing ever. She's going to wake up, and Brandon's going to be like, look, we're cool. And she's going to be like, you know what? We're right. We can do this.
You're right.
By the way, Lindsay McNeff just tweeted, Jeff needs to know that her bed skirt is purple and not brown.
Lindsay.
We have bad coloring on the TVs on here.
Lindsay, how do you know that?
Lindsay, I love you.
What are your facts, Lindsay? What's good, Lindsay?
No. Come down to the studio. He wants to catch them fades right quick.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So.
That's not confirmed, Lindsay. That's not confirmed. Next topic.
I'm hearing that Steph is probably not going to be able to come in tonight, so we're going to Skype with her. Steve, is she ready to Skype? Okay. Well, you let us know.
That makes me really uncomfortable.
That's it.
Okay.
Whatever means I get to sit here for a little bit longer.
Hey, you can sit here the whole time.
Noah, stop it. let's talk about Marianne and Matt.
Okay.
Mariana.
Yeah.
As of this episode, it seems like they're rekindling.
Yeah, they're back together.
Right. Did I miss something?
No, they kissed last episode, remember?
Yeah.
It was like a weird, random, never talked about it, but they kissed.
Okay.
Like a goodbye kiss.
So everyone accepts that.
So basically, timeline goes, when she got out of the school and she ran into her mom's arms, she then ran into Matt's arms. You kind of saw the connection there. You see Zoe in the distance being like, bitch. and then we see him come to the house, which spurred the Steph coming into Mariana's bedroom. Mm-hmm. So obviously there was caring there. And then we see them kiss last episode. And now this episode, somebody says, Brandon maybe says, I'm happy that you and Matt are back together. Mm-hmm. So they're back together.
Yeah.
So if they're not, like, officially, like, in a relationship, they definitely, like, are, like, interested in only each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unlike you and Emma.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she tells him that she wants to see Nick.
Yeah.
That was a dramatic scene when she finally goes to Nick. He was just so angelic and peaceful and almost in, like, the sedated kind of way.
Yeah. Totally.
You know? Just the way that he was talking and so happy.
But terrifying.
Terrifying and, like, happily talking about, like, strangling small kittens and seeing them float off to heaven. And it was beautiful. And you're like, I don't know why you're so happy. Yes.
I don't know. Like, how would you feel if you know that you no longer have feelings for this person and you're back together with your ex-boyfriend, but again, she's stuck in a situation where she has to tell him things just to sort of make him okay because he is so dependent on her for his recovery, and that's terrifying. Like, imagine being a 17-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl, and being put in that situation where, again, not only did you have to do it once with a gun on your lap, but now you have to do it again because he is going to relapse if you don't.
Right.
Oh, we got a call.
Hey, look.
Definitely a heavy situation.
Hey, Steph, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, what's up, girl?
Hey! For the record, I'm still on Crescent Heights, so there's just no chance of me getting over there.
Steph, there's a really bad fire. That's probably why.
What happened?
There's a really bad fire.
Oh, okay, cool, because I have to be honest, I'm giving up. I'm about to turn around because I want to cry.
Go to Starbucks. Go to Starbucks real quick. Hi, did she say hi?
Yeah,
she said, hi, how you doing?
Noah was asking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. I know, I'm so sad. I, like, got dressed all pretty and everything, so I was trying to see you and be like, hey.
You know I did the same thing. I got my white hoodie on. Come on, girl, where you at?
Hey, don't talk to me like that now.
Oh, I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Anyway, smack the bitch out. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, okay, we miss you. We'll talk to you soon.
No, hold on. I just wanted to say one thing.
Okay.
I agree. I just want to say that I also love Anna and Danny's relationship.
Thank you.
And I think that it would work because they're both sober. And so I think sober people need to be together so they're not, like, teased by other things. And also, I wish I could have punched Liam's mom in the face because she deserved it. And that was ridiculous that she invited Callie in for that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
And one last thing. Also, I love the moment between Noah and Brandon or Gabriel. And Gabriel, because it was just really sweet. I didn't think that. However, it looked like Steph wasn't comfortable with it.
Yeah, I noticed that too. In the background, she definitely was a little like, what? But
it was like, "Ooh, why are you crying with my son right now? You don't know him like that."
it's a father bond. I was okay with it.
Yeah, nah, definitely. I get it.
I've signed off on it. I give my approval.
Where are you guys in conversation right now?
So we're talking about the very end. We're talking about Nick and Mariana's meeting, finally, coming back.
Is it weird if I just want to listen?
Girl, you just listen.
Do whatever you want, baby.
Keep me on the line. Keep going with the discussion. I'm just going to listen.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, by the way.
Of course. Go ahead.
Okay, so with their meeting, and he pretty much tells her that you are my raison d'etre. Mm-hmm. Reason for existence.
Oh, thank you so much. I saw him looking it up, and I'm like, am I supposed to know that word? Do I need to know that word? I don't know what that is.
Precious.
What is
that?
Thank you. I want to make sure I got the pronunciations I looked up beforehand, which I would not have told you guys had Hannah not called me out.
Oh, my God.
So, the issue that I have is that Mariana is being very selfless in telling him, like, yeah, baby, come back to me. My arms are wide open. And she's singing Creed. And the problem is that he's in the psychiatric hospital and he's getting the help that he needs, hopefully, as long as these are good people. Yeah. However, and he's, let's say, suffering through like a heartbreak now with the gun stuff. If he gets out and then she tells him we're not together, he's going to go right back to where he is. Yeah. So I think that she's probably not old enough to like know this or realize she's 16 or 17, but like this is the time to break his heart when he has like professional help around him to help pick him back up and to make sure he doesn't kill himself.
Yeah, Twitter seems
super
to agree.
Yeah. Super true.
Just kind of like if there was ever a moment, it would be now.
Yeah.
Right. And especially because I thought Louis in general acting out that scene did a very good job of walking like a very fine line between appearing so sanely crazy, you know what I mean, by talking that way and also being very genuine in what he was saying. So it could have gone two ways by her interpretation of what he was saying, and that would have been the opportunity to be like, love you, but not in that way, but I'm here for you. I will always be here for you. You do have me, just not in that sense.
Mm.
Oh, I think he was being manipulative, but okay.
Well, I got an interesting vibe too when I was watching it. It seemed like he knew that he was being watched and monitored the entire time. So I felt that he also might be saying certain things just to be on great behavior, maybe to get out earlier.
That's interesting.
Yeah, when I was watching, I was like,
because he was so like aware of his body, it seemed like
just very, very calm. He was like, I'm just going to do this the right way, as opposed to how he might want to do it.
Okay, you probably can't answer this, but for the panel, do we know if he comes back this season again?
Well, it was funny because when Louis came on, he like wasn't even sure if he was supposed to tell us that he was coming back for this episode, and then we saw him in the preview and he was like, oh god, I can talk about it. So I don't know. I mean, I hope so, because he's been such an asset, I think, with like everyone's performance. I feel like everyone that's played off of him and him himself it's been so fun to watch.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, wouldn't it be great if we saw a Matt, Mariana, and Nick scene?
Yeah. I mean, is that gonna happen?
And Noah, frozen in time.
You're gonna see Nick again.
Yay!
Yes.
I mean, if not, we would have just looked it up on IMDb. So,
it's,
I mean, come on.
Or Twitter would have told me. You know? Yeah, as soon as I sign off, they'd be like, guys, you didn't read this? Send me a link.
Wow.
Totally.
I think that for this show to deal with, not deal with, but to like to show us Nick after this moment is very brave and kind of like uncharted territory. You know, shows will deal with shootings like this and then they get carted off and you see the car driving away.
It's true.
So first to visit him, first to be a part of his recovery, I think that's really special.
Oh, I love that. I'm glad that they're doing that part of the story.
Totally. Okay, so we need to talk about Callie and AJ and Callie's senior project.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk.
So AJ now goes to this high school, which the name of it is...
Anchor Beach.
Anchor Beach. Callie, AJ now goes to Anchor Beach. Callie sees in the hallway, her eyes lit up. Mm-hmm. She was so happy, and she gives him a welcome kiss. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. PDA in the halls.
Yeah. Okay, so then they drew the, like, Anchor Beach, San Diego, like, tour of homes.
Okay.
Except it's not a happy thing. It's, like, an opposite of happy, so it's, like, a sad thing. Yeah. Okay, so she was in 7 homes in 7 years. I had no idea. And she's made it her senior project to document it and to tell her story. I think that's beautiful. I think it's worthwhile. I'm excited to see it happen. Although part of me was kind of, like... Yo, you were doing Fost and Found, this iPhone app to help connect, like, foster kids from all around the world, and, like, the computer programming aspect of it, that's huge, and that affects a massive scale of people, and now it's just, like, a photo project.
But it's going to be so much more than that.
She's still in high school, though, you know? But you can't just skip that on
I just thought,
project.
Like, the scale of projects.
No, that's funny, yeah.
I think it's
I feel like about being a Sorry, I'm interrupting. I feel like a lot of senior projects, though, are for the student to reflect upon themselves, and that's why they try to make it, like, this big thing for them. And they always, like, say, you know, give us a quote, explain that to us and whatnot. So I think this is good for her because she's definitely going to get her closure that way.
Yeah.
Also, I love that the photos she was taking in the home were great.
Oh, yeah. The bedroom ones were, like, sad, though, to watch. Like, the way she was doing all of that.
Remember when they made really that Instagram account?
Yeah.
Shout out to Freeform.
And then they actually made the Instagram
Freeform's out. PR team.
Wait, what?
So, like, when the whole storyline came out that Callie, like, wanted to be a photographer or whatever, they made this fake Instagram account for Callie Jacobs. Right? That was her, Callie Jacob. Oh, and there were some photos on there from the show, and it, like, carried over. But I don't know if it still exists anymore. I'd have to go check it out.
That's really tight, though.
Fans watching, tell us. Is that Callie Jacobs?
It's still there.
I think so.
Yeah. I just like that they are, like, actually good pictures.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, a show or a movie will have, like, an essay competition or, like, whatever project, and, like, they read the essay at the end of the episode, and you're like, this is kind of not actually literate. This is not good. So she's great. Yay. So we then meet two of her previous foster moms. Mm-hmm. We meet Liam's mom.
Yeah.
And she invites her into the home, and she puts all the blame for everything onto Callie.
Talk about a bait and switch. Great. I was like, she's inviting her in for tea and cookies.
Right?
This is great. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's gonna, 180 degrees
she's
on
gonna
that.
She's going to apologize. Yeah.
Do it in the driveway. Don't waste your china. No. You have to wash her dishes.
But, like, big ups to Callie for handling herself in an adult way and just, you know, she just... I'm just, like, amazed at how much we've seen her character grow and how old Callie would have reacted in that situation, which I feel like she would have lashed out.
Yeah.
And instead,
or left.
Yeah, or left.
She didn't
stormed
leave.
Out. Mm-hmm. She needed the closure.
Yeah.
And I loved AJ in all those scenes as well with her as he went. Like, he was such a good support system for her throughout those scenes. And the way that he felt off of everything that she was feeling was really awesome to watch their connection during those.
Yeah, you guys were talking about crying during the Gabe scene earlier. Mm-hmm. I thought that one of the most touching scenes was the other foster mom, and to have her confront her in, like, in a nice way and say, like, why didn't you adopt me? Like, this was going so well. And then to hear that the issue was something so trivial, that the kid had quote-unquote issues and was, like, dyslexia and impulse control, and she couldn't adopt all three. And so Callie and Jude had each other, and so they were sent off together. Like, that's just... This show continually highlights such, like, dumb things in the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't tell them either.
Right.
The fact that, like...
I thought the same thing. I couldn't believe that. I was so happy that she looked emotional when she said that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was genuine for Callie to receive that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Sorry,
that's...
I didn't mean to butt in again. And then also with the last house, I really can't believe that the mother said that to her. I'm surprised that she, like, I don't know why you would invite someone in and sit them down just to let them know how they ruined your life, rather than say, get off my property, and then tell them that.
I think that that was, like, the closure for her.
Yeah, which is messed up.
Yeah. I think that was her form of closure.
I think she was just being immature. I mean, honestly, it's one of the worst things that could happen. She got a divorce because of it. Her son's in jail forever. So I understand her anger and her resentment towards Callie. But, like, as a grown woman, to try to put that on someone so young.
Exactly.
You know, it was... And then she also is so certain that her son has done none of these crimes, that he's innocent. It was so interesting to see that conversation mirrored against the next foster mom's conversation. And she also, unfortunately, is so certain of her son's innocence. And just to see that, like, comparison, it made me think, like, I don't know, maybe this kid did do it. You know, we just don't have any facts right now, and yet Callie has taken it up herself for this other cause. You know, it's her new mission in life, like, get this kid out of juvie and, like, save him.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Brandon, like, wanting to, like, save Courtney. Like, she likes saving people, too. Yeah. And for a while, it was Jude, but right now, Jude is safe.
And AJ is just like, girl, this is not your job. Reminder, you are a girl in high school.
AJ's definitely a real one.
Yeah, like, I like AJ and Callie together. Although I feel like, you know, ultimately, some people will gravitate towards each other in the end. I like where AJ and Callie are at right now, because AJ's just super supportive, and now he gets to go to a better school, and he has her, and it's just, I think it's good. I think it's good.
Yeah. And that conversation about... her being raped before that he was having with her, the way that he handled that was so, so beautiful. And it made, everybody knows that I'm a Brally person, but it made me definitely be way more in support of AJ and Callie.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
The way that he just checked in.
I do too.
Yeah, he checked in with her, was like, how are you doing? Like, I want to make sure that, like, we, like, yeah, you guys heard it. I don't even count it. It just was so lovely.
It was.
It could have been so easy for him to, like, to key that bottle up and just say, like, oh, like, you know, we can't talk about this. But, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And to ask her questions about it.
I was afraid that AJ was going to say he wasn't comfortable or didn't think that they should be together or something just because he thought that that part was weird. So I was so happy that he was just trying to say, how comfortable are you in regards to me touching you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important because you can see...
to make sure that she doesn't get uncomfortable.
Yeah, you can see their relationship is progressing. So, I mean, obviously, it's something that's going to come up. They really haven't shied away from sex on the show recently.
Everybody is coupling up in the show.
Yeah. I know. I don't know, man.
And not the panel. Not the after show. just kidding. Just before we move off the subject, I feel like what I said about Callie finding her new project and saving this kid in juvie made it sound a little bit too hard. I forget that she does know him, and she's had this relationship with him as a sick foster brother. So it's very much in character of her to, like, want to be able to help him out. You know, I just want to see, like, she's pursuing photography, but I want to see her pursue something in, like, psychology to join, like, the foster care system, because she just so good and well with these people.
Totally. And I like Aaron a lot. I'm excited that this means he gets to... It is Aaron, right? That's his character's name? Aaron? Yeah?
Yeah.
I like him a lot, so now he's going to be pulled more into the story.
Oh, Elliot Fletcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
You saw he's going to start some drama, though. So you do exist.
Yeah, in the preview. I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah. I am, too.
Yeah. Costumes. Should we jump to that?
Well, I want to talk...
Predictions? We're going to talk about it. What did we miss?
So, did anything happen with the mamas this episode? It was...
their anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, that was hilarious.
We didn't mention Steph snooping around the house.
That was great.
I just have one question about that, though. Where can I seriously get leftovers put in a tinfoil shaped as a swan? Because people do that on shows and movies, and I want to know what restaurant I need to go to have my leftovers shaped as a swan.
I'm sure if you ask for tinfoil, you could probably
really
do
really expensive ones.
Really? Do they really do that, though?
Yeah. It doesn't, like...
Really?
Mastro's do that?
I don't know what that is.
I've never gone...
North on the PCH.
I've always finished my food at Mastro's.
No, what you know about Mastro's?
Girl, what you think I know about Mastro's? Come on.
Did
you notice that the swan came back because Rosie had the swan?
Same restaurant?
No, when she was coming home, like, I forget, there was, like, a scene with her character, and she was carrying a tinfoil swan, too.
Oh, my God, you're exactly right.
It just must be, like, a foster's thing. Yeah. I don't know.
That's totally a thing.
I am 27 years old. I've never had my to-go in a salon.
No, really?
All no. I think about I've is the sweetest thing, elephant. Too. When I, like, came back and hit the window. Anybody remember that? No. Okay, just me. And sweetest thing, when they throw the big flying swan out the window and it comes back and splats all over the windshield. Okay, funny moment in a movie.
I wish I saw.
But it makes me think of that.
I what can't movie? Relish in this moment with
the
you.
The sweetest thing with Cameron Diaz and Christina Summer Applegate. Blair and, yeah.
Christina Applegate, yeah.
Okay, sure.
God, watch it.
Y'all, I didn't even see that it was a swan.
Yeah.
It was dark in the
car. Yeah, Leah just looked sad and she was like, all right.
Oh my God. I took my eyes checked.
I don't know, but Terry Polo doing physical comedy. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's
thank
great.
You.
She's ridiculous that was awesome. And immensely talented.
Meet the Fockers. Bring it back, right?
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, we love Terry. So it was our 1 year anniversary, but they've been together 10 years, they said. Their first kiss. I like that they celebrate that.
That's like so sweet. Cute. I don't even remember when my first kiss was with my boyfriend. Like, it's like,
That was our live studio audience.
That was great.
Guys, it's embarrassing. Oh my God.
I also like that they have their moments of disagreement, but Lena still feels obligated to, like, buy toiletries for her son, Brandon.
That was my favorite part, because I love to see the relationship between Lena and Brandon, just, you know, because that was, like, their first kid together. Mm-hmm. So it was sweet to see her be the mama bear to Brandon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she can't help it.
Oh, my God, and then taking out the line of credit on the house. Like, that's a huge deal. Mm-hmm. $20,000? That's a lot of money.
And then that sets it up for Gabe to be around a lot longer, too, if he's doing work on the house.
Sure, sure. But for them to, like, make that decision, what I'm hoping is all of this stuff with Lena sort of goes away. We don't really know what happens, but the way that they described it was that if Gabe's record becomes expunged, it'll be like it never happened. But we don't actually have any confirmation to that. And we didn't see Monty this episode, so we really don't know what's going on with that. So I don't know if it's going to cause drama in next week's episode since it's clearly focused around Lena. Yeah. I just don't know.
Tell me this. What? Since Brandon lives with a girl who has no name, there's an empty room in the house. What about Gabe moving in, sleeping in Brandon's room while he's fixing the house?
That would be
intense.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And then the kids would get their father. We haven't seen a lot of stuff with Mariana and Gabe.
That's unfair to Noah and Jude, or for whoever deserves the extra room. But what about the garage?
Oh, that's true.
Jude is 5. He doesn't need his own room.
Jude is 5. He's
Do you mind sharing a room with Jude?
Yeah, at this point in time.
I mean, he's got Emma right now. Yes,
he does. Did you say Jesus time?
Yeah, Jesus time.
Jesus time. I'm done with my Jesus time.
He needs his own room. And then Chewy.
It is some Emma time. That's what it is. I'm switching it now. It's progressing.
Oh my God. Okay, let's transfer to predictions. Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh my God.
Predictions.
Predictions.
Predictions. Predictions. Okay, so we see in the upcoming episode, it is Lena's 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. And despite them being $20,000 in the hole, they throw a lavish party.
Damn, I wanted an invite. That was
Does anyone want any more shade? I'm throwing it.
I said the same thing.
Sign up, baby. Yeah, did you?
I did.
Good.
You had a great
But
costume.
They pulled it off, did they not?
They did.
Was it like DIY?
They got a lot of friends, you know? Like, friends could, like, pull favors.
That
you
third
know?
Mortgage, yo. So, at the birthday party, asks date. Oh, Jude?
Yes.
Who we didn't see that much of this episode. He asks the other character with a name out on a date.
Yes.
The little small pastor's son.
Noah is his name on the show.
Yeah.
His name's Noah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
God.
Thought you were confused for a second. I was like, are you sure?
Right, because we're not sure.
This show names...
Noah. I remember I thought it was cute and very biblical.
Yeah.
This show has so many, like, characters who also have, like, character names that they don't play that character, but somebody else. That's why I called Mike Danny Tucci. Stucci. What is it? Nucci. God, I haven't started drinking yet. Okay, so Jude asks Noah on a date, not this Noah, and... Oh, most importantly, I wrote this down.
Hmm.
So, what is with the mustache?
Yeah, that's pretty much what everyone wanted to know before the episode, and I told him when he got here. I was like, I don't understand.
There's so, there's a bunch of different comparisons that could be made.
Is it a theme party?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to wear a mustache?
No, there's definitely like a reason behind the stash. And it just worked really well with the outfit, I think. And maybe, I don't know, Magnum P.I., Rock Stashes. Like, maybe I have a bit of, like, a obsession with Magnum
P.I. They gave you, like, a full stash, too. Like, they did not... It was thick. It looks like it's, like, thick and comes down. And not even, like, a full handlebar. Like, it's just...
It was so itchy is what it was. That's what...
Is that a couple's costume with you and Emma? Or is it a couple's costume or a single costume?
Single costume.
Just like a 70s theme. Mm. Just like, you know, a fun, flirty 70s party.
That was my phone, sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm really excited for the party.
Oh, yeah. So, funny story. I walked into the stage the night before shooting anything for the party when they were, like, 75% done setting up the whole party theme. And I walked in there, and, like, the floor was ready, and it looked like this, but the lights were changing, and they were putting it together, and, like, I tripped out. I just tripped out. I was like, wow, I wish, like, I had a party like this growing up.
That's really
cool.
Awesome.
It was really cool.
You all should have thrown, like, a party on set then after you were done filming, did you?
No.
Shame. You all missed out then.
You're right. We did.
What? They did.
We totally did.
But how many pictures did you take of yourself in that mustache? Because, like, I know there's a few on the phone right now.
Just a couple. Yeah. Quite a few.
I'll take that Tinder profile.
Okay. Oh my god.
So,
how to not get super likes on Tinder.
Does anybody have any concrete predictions for this coming episode and or the rest of the season?
Well, I think Noah wants to be, sorry, not Noah, you, Jesus, mm-hmm. wants to be exclusive with Emma, and that's why he says he's not okay with anything anymore. It's not working for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. I think that might happen. I think that Elliot Fletcher's character, Aaron. I think that he's going to tell AJ what happened, or it's going to force Callie to tell AJ that they kissed.
You know what, though? They're so honest with each other. I could see them being, like, upset, but not ruining things.
We'll see.
I mean,
Remember, it's high school.
Yeah, and then she's going to work with Aaron, so that's going to cause some issues if they're, like,
okay. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, any predictions?
As Jesus.
You know, we just don't know what comes next in life, so no, Jesus has no idea until he wakes up tomorrow. Then he might have an idea.
Okay, tell us, do you have any hopes for the character? You know, you have another year of high school, there's college, like, what do you foresee?
Actually, the writers sometimes watch our show. So,
this is your opportunity.
Air it out now.
Really? Well, I've been asked this, and I've, like, thought about it, and honestly, it would be really tight to kind of show a very true and honest perspective on young love and, like, a male young love having his heart broken as a young man, because I feel like we don't necessarily see that too often. But you know, like, people always are like, oh, like, the girlfriend got broken up with her. They broke up, and the girl was sad, and the guy was fine, and he just went off and hooked up with other people. But, like, not everything kind of shows the really, like, you can have a hole ripped in your heart. And, like, I would love to see Jesus maybe have something like that. And, you know, he's always the player, but it'd be tight to see him actually.
Well, Emma's been sassy this season, so I think that may actually happen for you.
So tender.
That's such a good answer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Huh.
Of course.
Yeah, that also would be very... That would fit so well into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for your Jesus.
Yeah, and it's different. You wouldn't really see that. You only see him tender with his father, and, like, to see him tender with a woman would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're just trying to make the ladies swoon, aren't you? You're like,
yeah. I love it!
I'm trying to make the writing swoon, honestly.
I'm buying it. Steph is buying it. You're buying it.
There's a question on YouTube from Hot Mess Memories 1 wondering if Noah C can do the splits.
I'm wondering where you got the username from, though. That's awesome. Can I do the splits? Nah, I can't. I can't hit him like Logan Paul. I can get about there. And I'll be like, I can get close. But no, I can't hit the
splits.
Yeah,
you're like a stuntman. Everyone was tweeting me photos of you flipping down a beach, a hill.
Oh, no way. That was a thing.
Yeah, he's wild. Go check out his Twitter. You gotta cruise it.
Check my Twitter, yeah. That one's on Instagram. It's a couple months back. I like flipping. I like doing reckless stuff. Me and Jesus have that In common, totally, yeah.
I just want to see, like, rolling down the staircase at home.
Or just getting, like, a boogie board and, like, trying to surf the stairs.
Des is on stunts, people.
And does Jesus wrestle anymore, or is that storyline kind of gone?
Yeah, no, he doesn't wrestle anymore. He doesn't really like it.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, having his teammates force him into doing steroids and that whole thing really put a bad taste in his mouth. And he actually... Yeah, I could say this. Cool. Yeah. This was like a long time ago. He actually started playing. He's trying to figure out if he likes to play volleyball or not.
Yeah.
So he started doing volleyball.
Dig that.
Oh, sweet. I think that's great for him.
Yeah. You know, I'm good at spiking.
Okay. Yeah, you're 9 feet tall.
I got good jumps. I can touch it. I got
not
hops.
Splits.
Not splits, just ups.
No. Oh my god, well thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun.
Yeah,
of course. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Of
seriously.
Course. For everyone who wants to continue the conversation online, what is your Twitter account again?
My Twitter is at Noah Cent, NOAHCENT.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff.
And y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
And I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We will see you next week. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.